From Spark and Anvil and DigQuest, this is Join and Void, in Chapter 1 of the DigQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A young rat named Skiff had spent all morning on a broken painted plate, and he just triumphantly announced what its picture must have shown when Join arrived from the sherd table with her patient paws, and Void drifted down from her branch with her book of absences, each certain Skiff had gone one honest step too far. On the table lay the plate, perhaps half its pieces found and fitted into a curve, painted with part of an animal, a tail, a haunch, the start of a back, and a wide, empty space where the rest of the creature would have been. "You fitted the real pieces beautifully," said Join. "But you've just told me what filled the gap," said Void, "and you can't know that." They looked at each other, and each saw the other held half of one honesty.
Join settled at the table first, and gently pressed two more true shirts into place. "Let's be clear about what we actually have," she said. "These pieces are real. Every curve, every brushstroke of paint on them was made by the ancient potter. So I fit them, edge to edge, and the true shape comes back. Yes, it was a round plate. Yes, there's an animal painted on it." She sat back. "But look where I stop, right at the edge of the last real piece. I don't smear new clay into the gap. I don't paint the rest of the animal. Where the plate is missing, I leave it plainly, honestly missing." She tapped the empty curve. "The shape returns from what survived. Not one brushstroke more."
Then Void tilted her round head over the wide, empty space. "And that gap," she said softly, "is exactly where Skiff got excited. He saw a tail and a haunch and announced, 'It's a lion, but slow down. What's missing can be several things.'" She counted on a claw. "Maybe it was a lion, but maybe it was a dog, or a horse, or a creature we've never even heard of. The head that would tell us is in the piece we don't have. Or maybe that piece is still in the dirt, waiting." She smoothed her notebook. "So I write down what we truly see. An animal, four legs, a long tail. And I do not write lion. The gap isn't a lion-shaped hole. It's a question-shaped one." She looked kindly at Skiff. "You filled the empty space with the most exciting answer. But an honest hole leaves the empty space empty and lets it stay a question."
Skiff looked from the honestly fitted pieces to the honestly empty gap, deflating a little. "So I did two things right and one thing wrong?" Join and Void glanced at each other and smiled the same quiet smile. "You fitted the real pieces true. That's Join's half, and you did it well," said Void. "But then you filled the missing part with a guess, out loud, as if it were a fact, and that's where you slipped." "The two go together," said Join. "I make the shape honest by fitting only what's real and leaving the holes visible. And I keep it honest by refusing to fill those holes with a story," said Void. "Rebuild from what survived. Never invent the gap, and never read the gap as a fact. Do only one and you'll still fool someone. A rebuilt plate with a confidently painted lion looks complete, and it lies twice over." So they finished it together. Join fitted every true shirt and left the gap plainly bare. Void labeled it animal, species unknown, head missing. And the plate stood on its stand, half real, half honestly empty, telling exactly the truth. "This much we found, this much we cannot yet say."
Skiff studied the honest, holy plate a long moment. "It's less exciting than a lion," he admitted, "but I believe it, every part of it."
"That's the trade," said Join gently. "You give up the thrilling guess, and you get something you can actually trust, and so can everyone who studies it after you."
"The empty space isn't a failure," said Void, ruffling her feathers.
It's the most honest thing on the plate. It says plainly, here is where our knowing stops. A calm, clear gladness settled through Skift's chest as he looked at the true, unfinished shape. Not the sharp thrill of a bold answer, but the steadier warmth of having told no lie, not even an exciting one. His breath came slow and even. And Join and Void gathered the sherd tray and the book of absences and moved off together, the peace fitter and the silence reader, each knowing that half an honesty is still a lie, and that it took the two of them to leave the plate wholly true.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Join and Void. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.